This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
BBC Sounds. Music, Radio, Podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
There's my coffee.
Oh, Azra, how do you want us to organise the freezer? I'm just making room for the batch cooking you're doing.
Well, thanks, Linda. I just need a bit of space, half a drawer.
Right.
I'm going to Underwoods. Anything else we need?
Nearly finished the list, but check the meal calendar on the fridge.
I wouldn't bother including Robert in your calculation.
Oh, Lindy, please. I said I'd be fasting, didn't I?
Oh, we definitely need more oats for morning sahur.
Well, let me just go and check the larder.
Seriously, how long do you think you'll last? Oh.
Did you hear that, Robert? That's fighting talk.
Linda, is it all right if I take Monty for his walk now?
Oh, that would be lovely.
Oh, not now, Khalil. Can you change out of your school uniform, please?
What for?
Khalil?
Because Ummi needs help with the shopping.
Why can't Zinub go?
Because I've got deliveries later, that's why.
Well, that's not fair, seeing as I'm the only one who's not allowed to do Ramadan.
Look, it's fine. I'll go on my own. Just don't be too long walking Monty.
Why not?
Because it's getting dark.
Well, just stop treating me like a baby, will you?
Cleo!
Don't worry, Mum. You go. I'm here for a bit.
Sorry about that, Linda. See you all later.
Right, all right.
It's like this every year.
Is there something we can do?
He's just feeling left out.
Oh, snap.
I beg your pardon?
You and me both have electric cars.
Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, nice to meet another convert.
Yeah, finding somewhere to charge is a bit of a problem. Surprised Underwoods doesn't have any points.
Dr. Malik, isn't it?
Azra, please. And you're Justin Elliott, right?
Sorry, call me Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Oh, you could always have one installed at the front of your house.
Well, I already do, but we're not at home at the moment. I normally live on the Beechwood estate.
Oh, I see. So, have you been affected by the sewage discharge?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. It sounded dreadful.
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, it is. We're staying at Ambridge Hall while the house gets cleaned up. With the Snells.
Right. Is there much structural damage?
Well, the house doesn't actually belong to us. Robert told me he'd sent you an email about this on my behalf.
Did he?
Asking whether you might be able to help us.
Oh, yes, I vaguely recall seeing something.
So, what do you think?
Remind me.
We were under the impression, I was, correct me if I'm wrong, that you had something to do with developing Beechwood through your company. What's it called?
Damara, yes, we were involved.
So, can you help me?
It depends. What is it you're trying to achieve?
I just need somebody to, do something.
Well, do what?
About the sewage problem.
Why, isn't that the job of your insurance company?
Well, it's not just theirs, is it? Somebody has to take responsibility.
That's right. Forgive me. I'm afraid I'm not quite sure what it is I can do for you.
Hey, there you are.
What?
Wait up.
What do you want now?
You all right?
Don't I look all right?
You should take a torch, you know.
We'll better keep up with Monty.
Yeah. Got some good news.
You're emigrating to Australia?
Almi heard back from the insurance. They're replacing my laptop. And your tablet.
Yeah, but they can't replace the wedding photos, though, can they?
No, obviously. Listen. Robert and Linda, they're only going to be joining in with the fasting for a couple of days.
Yeah, whatever. But I can't.
You do understand why they want to, don't you?
Sort of. You know, I can do whatever I want at school now. Not like in Solihull. Everyone used to be so worried I wouldn't be up to it. Cricket, football. Here I might even get picked for the cricket team.
Well, that's really great.
Here, I'm just the same as all the other kids.
Look, Mum's just looking out for you. We all are.
Yeah, I know, but I wish you'd all stop. I'm not a baby anymore.
The fact of the matter is, the sewer system and the treatment works simply can't cope with the volume of water. It's a capacity problem.
Yeah, I do understand how it works, Justin.
You know, my point is that Borsetshire Water also know that. So I imagine they'll be investing in updating their infrastructure.
Well, I must send them my congratulations when it's complete, if I'm still alive by then. But who's dealing with the immediate problem, and why doesn't it seem to concern you?
Well, it does concern me, but I'm not sure who I'm supposed to be in this scenario.
Weren't Damara responsible for the estate?
We acquired the land and got all the correct permissions.
Well, did anyone do any planning around the sewage? Work out that a new build estate puts more strain on the treatment works, that all those paved driveways on top of what was previously farmland stops drainage. Did anyone check it was fit for purpose? Did Damara?
Yeah, look, Azra, Damara followed planning regulations and requirements to the letter. This sewage issue is about capacity at the treatment works and the wet winters we're now getting.
Oh, this is exactly the sort of attitude that drives me crazy. Everyone just passes the buck, blames the rain. Why should you lift a finger when you've made your money? As long as there's enough room around the trough, what do you care?
No, you're right, I agree.
Pardon?
Borsetshire Water has a duty to its shareholders, and it appears that profit has priority over an upgrade to the Ambridge treatment works.
That's what really galls me. Someone like you sees it all so clearly. I just thought that maybe you might have some, I don't know, compassion.
Azra, really, I am not completely heartless, I promise you. I think the reason you can't find anyone to deal with the immediate problem is because you're looking at this in the wrong way.
Oh, am I indeed?
Or at the wrong people, in fact.
So whose responsibility is it, Justin?
It's everyone's responsibility, but don't confuse that with liability. Stop looking for someone to blame. It's a pointless exercise.
What does that mean?
It's up to the community, Azra. You, me, everyone in the village. The problem is containing the water volume. You identified that yourself. The unfortunate fact is, nothing will be done in the short term unless we get together and persuade Borsetshire Water to physically update the infrastructure.
I wonder whether we're being insensitive by rubbing Khalil's nose in it. Are we only making Azra's life harder? What do you think? Lindy?
Hmm?
What's up?
Oh, this text from Freddie. I might have got myself into something of a pickle.
Well, what's wrong?
He's volunteering for captain of the cricket team. He's formally nominated himself, seconded by his sister.
Well, isn't that a good thing?
Well, it might well have been, but the thing is, I've only just this morning offered it to Tom, and he accepted, after some persuasion.
Under duress, you mean?
I didn't torture him, Robert.
But you asked him under pressure. Well, I guess it's far too late to retract the offer to Tom.
Well, half of Ambridge probably knows by now.
Oh, dear.
I can't just turn Freddie down. It wouldn't feel right, from the tone of his message. Freddie seems very keen, while Tom was anything but.
Well, sounds like you'll need to go back to Tom and ask him to pull out gracefully, won't you?
Perhaps I ought to sleep on it.
What good will that do?
Sorry, what were you saying just now about Khalil?
Oh, I was saying I hope we're not driving a wedge between him and his mother.
Well, if she doesn't want him to fast, it's her choice.
I know, but seeing as he's so desperate
and that
to...
we're joining in.
Yes.
Well, yes, it can't be easy for him to watch us behaving like some sort of cultural tourists.
Well, Azra will be back soon.
I do hope that's not what Khalil thinks, Robert.
Maybe you should ask her if she still thinks us fasting is a good idea.
Oh, Azra, I'm so sorry. I didn't realise you were still up.
Yeah, I'm just catching up on some paperwork. It's usually back-to-back patients at the surgery. I'm not your way, am I?
Oh, no. I'm making myself a herbal tea before bed. Would you like one?
Oh, I've got one, thanks.
I was sorry to hear about your encounter with Justin. It can be rather evasive.
People like that just annoy me. They waste time just dancing around your questions and then they've got the gall to give you a lecture.
Yes, it reminds me a bit of the flood 10 years ago. We felt all on our own too.
Robert told me you were badly affected.
Yes. Yes, I lost my dog, Scruff. He ran off somewhere. I thought I'd never see him again.
Linda, I'm so sorry.
I was too busy moving all the furniture upstairs. It must be so hard not being in your own space, being displaced. And it seems Ramadan will be a particularly difficult time for Khalil, given that he won't be fasting and you will.
Yeah, the three of us will still eat together, but he'll be feeling excluded.
Robert and I were thinking, would it make things easier if we stepped back, if we don't take part?
No, Linda, I absolutely would love you and Robert to join in. It's such a beautiful gesture.
We do very much want to participate, but I'm worried that Khalil might feel that we're not respecting his feelings.
No, Linda, it wouldn't make any difference. It's me he's angry with. Last year, I discovered he'd been secretly fasting.
Oh, no.
I mean, he'd only skipped his lunch at school a couple of times. He was just practising, really, but I completely flipped out.
Please say if I shouldn't ask, Asra, but I do wonder why he's excluded.
At his age, by rights, he should have started fasting. All his friends in Solihull were already doing the whole month. Zainab's been doing it since she was 11. Mm. But for Khalil, it's just different.
Why so?
Khalil had leukemia when he was younger. Twice.
Oh, Asra.
He spent a lot of time having chemotherapy.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea. That must have been so frightening for you.
He doesn't like people to know because when they find out, he says they treat him differently.
Yes, I can understand that.
It's been 5 years now, but I can't shake the memory of how fragile he was.
Mm.
That second time, I honestly believed he wouldn't get through it. I promised myself I'd never let him become that weak again.
Of course you did. You'd do anything in your power.
I mean, he looks completely fine now. He is. He's completely fine. But just the thought of him running on empty for 10 hours a day without so much as a sip of water. I still carry a thermometer in my bag. And I take Zainab off to school to check up on him. Just can't stop myself. I mean, he seems just as healthy as any other boy his age, so why can't I just let it go? He's not that fragile little boy anymore.
I've always had an affinity with young people his age. So creative, so much fun. On their way to adulthood, but still so vulnerable.
Yeah, that's just right. The thing is, Linda, the longer I try to protect him, the longer I'm denying him his right to practice his faith, his independence.
But you're protecting him.
I know that every year he'll get more and more resentful, but I just can't help it. If you'd seen him, Linda, watch him get weaker and weaker, thinner and thinner, and there was nothing I could do, nothing, except sit by his bedside and just pray that, well, just pray.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.